that makes your spokes brace against one another, you know. They ain't just all straight around on some of them. It fits in that hub and then goes out here, and what's called the rim goes around it. Got holes so far apart, the rim around it. And then they got what they call a tire that fits on over that, that rolls on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear another word for rim?
Fella, call them fellas for wagon things, you know, same thing as wagon or buggy, that is. It's wood.
Mm-hmm.
Fellas.
Okay. And some of these questions I've asked you, when you saw logs for the fireplace, what did you call that thing that you put them in that looks like this? It would hold a log while you sawed it up in smaller pieces. Do you think it would hold a log?
Well, it's a rack. They call them rack, wood rack, you know.
Uh-huh.
You put them up in there and just saw them up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That is, used to, don't now, but saw them right in the woods now.
Mm-hmm.
Power saw them thing. And way back on them, well, you just, that was, you put on a log. And then you take and drive a stub this way, and you drive one this way, you see. And you go up there about middle ways with it, and you drive two more, and then out there the end two more, and then you lay your wood up in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you get them all the same, so they'll be, well, one be high and hold the log up, so all the log will drop down from one end to the other, you see. That's called a wood rack.
Then if it's got an A-frame, like this,
mm-hmm.
If it has an A-frame to it, like this, what do you call those?
I don't know.
Carpenters, excuse me, would use them to put planks across, sometimes tables at church suppers would be just planks held up by.
A sawhorse.
Right. What do you call it? A sawhorse. Or horses, or the rack would look like this, but the rack would look like this.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And this would look like this.
I don't know. Oh, that's a workbench.
Is that a workbench?
That's a workbench.
Uh-huh.
If you're building a house or something, you got to have something to stand on.
That's right.
You have two. Right. You'd have two of them. You've got two. All right, then you'd lay a plank right on top of it and you'd walk on it, don't see?
Mm-hmm.
That's called the workbenches.
Here's a good example of different words.
Mm-hmm.
Your grandson knows horse for that. But you've always called it a workbench.
A workbench.
Uh-huh.
That's all I know about it. I make my own.
Mm-hmm. And shaving, you lather up with a what?
The shave.
Yes, in shaving you lather up with a...
With soap, you know, make it up. We use them, not mostly, use a... shaving cream, you know.
Mm-hmm. But in the old days, you would use a soap.
A brush and bar soap and
mm-hmm.
the mud.
And then what about the razor?
Well, they have a straight razor, you know, just a straight blade, you know, and you shave with that. Now we got safety razors, you know.
Mm-hmm. How would you sharpen the straight razor?
Well, I had a hone. I'd hone it down, you know, we got two dull. But it had straps. I used to have one at home right here. I had a nail here at home on.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see, I think I